Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Revertex. My name is Dr. Veti Agala. I'm a public health physician and the president-elect Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nsoemwike, the initiator of Revertex.
Greetings to our warm and welcoming people of River State. This is another episode of Revertex on Radio, our character building weekend show. I welcome all our listeners to this episode. Please remember that we are what we eat. Therefore, we must eat healthy and stay healthy. Our discussion today is in commemoration of World Cancer Day, which came up on February 4th with the theme, I Am and I Will. World Cancer Day is an international day to raise awareness of cancer and encourages prevention, detection, and treatment. This year, organizations and individuals around the world are invited to unite to raise awareness about cancer and work to make it a global health priority. In 2018, it was estimated that over 9 million people worldwide died from cancer, and 30% to 50% of these deaths were preventable. Let's look at some statistics. Cancer is the second leading cause of death globally, and it was responsible for an estimated 9.6 million deaths in 2018. Globally, about 1 in 6 deaths is due to cancer. Approximately 70% of deaths from cancer occur in low and middle income countries like Nigeria, our country. Around 1/3 of deaths from cancer are due to the 5 leading behavioral and dietary risks. These are high body mass index, low fruit and vegetable intake, lack of physical activity, tobacco use, and alcohol use. Tobacco use is the most important risk factor for cancer and is responsible for approximately 22% of cancer death. Late stage presentation and inaccessible diagnosis and treatment are common. In 2017, only 26% of low-income countries like Nigeria reported having pathological services generally available in the public sector. More than 90% of high-income countries reported treatment services were available, compared to less than 30% of low-income countries. The economic impact of cancer is significant and is increasing. The total annual economic cost of cancer in 2010 was estimated at approximately $1.16 trillion. Only 1 in 5 low and middle income countries have the necessary data to drive cancer policy. Experts say that up to 3.7 million lives could be saved each year by implementing resource appropriate strategies for prevention, early detection, and treatment of cancer. Over 30% of all cancers can be prevented by reducing your exposure to risk factors such as tobacco, obesity, physical inactivity, infections, alcohol, environmental pollution, occupational carcinogens, and radiation. There are a number of cancers which can be identified early, which helps to improve the chances of successful treatment outcomes, often at lower cost and with fewer or less significant side effects for patients. Are you able to do something to reduce the cancer scourge in your community? Will you do something about it? You can begin with conducting your own personal health checks and advance to helping others around you. Our guest speaker today is a seasoned medical expert who will throw more light on the subject. She is Dr. Veti Agala, a distinguished public health practitioner and the president-elect of the Nigerian Medical Women Association, River State Chapter. Please enjoy the episode. Our good people of River State, remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Revetics on Radio, and I'm your host for today, Dr. Veti Agala. I'll be speaking to you on the World Cancer Day. World Cancer Day is commemorated worldwide on the 4th of February every year. It's a day where the entire world puts everything together to ensure that awareness is raised on cancer, that people living with cancer are supported, that action is taken at different levels to ensure that something is done about cancers. The reason we do this is because cancer is the leading cause of death, and we do not want people to die. So this year's theme is saying, I am and I will. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you are, there's something you can do. You have a role to play as regards cancer awareness, cancer screening, cancer care, cancer treatment, and today we're going to look deep into that. So what is cancer, you might want to ask? We are talking so much about cancer, why has it become so important? Cancer is a term used for a large group of diseases that are characterized by growth, uncontrolled or abnormal growth of cells beyond the usual boundaries that can invade adjoining or surrounding parts of the body and even spread to other parts of the body. Some people use other terms like tumor, neoplasia, metastatic, malignant tumors, and all of that. But whatever the name is, cancer can affect almost any part of the body. The situation is really bad, and that's why we are talking about it. That's why we're trying to raise awareness. Cancer is the second leading cause of death all over the world. It's estimated that in 2018, it will account for 9.6 million deaths. Imagine the numbers. Cancers can affect any part of the body, and there are different cancers affecting males more and females more. So for males, you have the lung cancer, the prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, the stomach cancer, the liver cancer. Those are common in males. But in female, you have breast cancer, you have cervical cancer, you also have colorectal cancer, lung cancer, and thyroid cancer. Those are the most common cancers in female. But like I said, cancer can affect almost any part of the body. Now, we've talked about what's happening at the global level, but in Nigeria, we are told that out of every 5 people that have cancer, 4 die. It means that 80% of people diagnosed with cancer in this country, they lose their life to the disease, whether it's the disease itself or whether it's the cost of caring for that disease. And this is one of the most embarrassing, or let's say the worst statistics you can get all over the world. And that's exactly why we're talking about that. That's exactly why a whole day is set aside world over to talk about cancer. Now, for us to do something, we need to know a bit about cancer. We've known what it is. It's cells growing abnormally. But how do you know? Someone may ask, how do you know if you have cancer? Now, with different kinds of cancers, you expect to have different types of signs and symptoms as it relates to the part of the body that cancer affects. But generally, there are some symptoms and signs that when a person has, you could suspect and of course begin to screen and do something about it before it gets too bad. So one of the commonest things is change in bowel habits. Maybe you start stooling or you begin to have constipation. So it's either diarrhea or constipation, but you notice that there's some change in your bowel habit or that there's blood in your stool. Also change in bladder habits, because you can also have a bladder cancer. Maybe you have frequency in urinating, or you have pain or urgency or some symptom that relates to your urinary system. Sometimes some people have a sore that doesn't just seem to heal, and it can be any part of that body. Sometimes it could be on the breast, you know, or any other part of the body. Unusual bleeding or discharge. You can have that from the vagina, bleeding in between menstruation, having bloody discharge from the breast, coughing up blood, or even having blood in stool. Another thing is having a lump anywhere, usually painless lumps. It could be in the breast or anywhere else for that matter. Another symptom that some people may have is repeated indigestion or heartburn, difficulty in swallowing, You can have that in the bowel cancers, stomach cancer, esophageal cancers, okay? And then, of course, when you have a mole or maybe a new growth, and then there's a change, either it grows bigger or it changes the shape, or it begins to crust, or it begins to ooze out something, blood, anything, or bleed, then you should begin to suspect that you can see probably in skin cancers. And for some, that probably will have something to do with the lung cancer. They could have hoarseness of the voice. They could have a nagging cough that doesn't seem to abate. There could be breathlessness. Unexplained weight loss. There are some symptoms that are just non-specific, and you can get them in any illness for that matter. Unexplained weight loss, fatigue, weakness, you know, dizziness, reduced appetite, pain, night sweat. So these are some symptoms that could lead you to think, oh, something may be wrong somewhere, and of course make you want to go check it out. Now, what causes cancers, you may want to ask? There is really no specific one cause for cancers. Cancers are known to have several different factors playing out to lead to any particular cancer. Even if we have some cancers that have been almost exclusively associated with one habit or the other, but generally a lot of factors come into play. And it's important to note that while some factors can be modified, some others cannot be modified. And so we are going to be talking about these and also talk about the factors that we can do something about, because that's where this campaign comes in. The ones you cannot do something about, of course, we'll let that be. So I'm just going to list out the risk factors for cancers. And the number one risk factor for almost every cancer is tobacco. You can almost find it as a risk factor in almost every cancer. Worldwide, tobacco use is the single greatest avoidable factor for cancer. Its mortality, it kills so many people. We are told that approximately 6 million people every year die from either cancer or other diseases associated with tobacco smoke. And tobacco is known to have over 7,000 chemicals, 250 of which are known to be very harmful, 50 of which are already associated with cancer. So you can imagine how harmful this is. Tobacco smoking has been linked to cancer of the lungs, cancer of the esophagus, cancer of the voice box, cancer of the throat, the mouth, the kidney, the pancreas, the stomach, even cancer of the cervix. Now, you may say, oh, I don't smoke. But secondhand smoke, also known as environmental tobacco smoke, has also been proven to cause lung cancer in non-smoking adults. You may say, oh, I am not smoking it, I'm chewing it, or I'm snuffing it, or whatever. Smokeless tobacco, we are told, also causes oral cancers. It can also cause esophageal cancer. It can also cause cancer of the pancreas. So any which way you look at it, tobacco is one single major factor that is associated with cancer, and it's something that we can do something about. It can help us to prevent a large number of cancers if we are able to modify our lifestyle. All right, we are told also that smoking or staying with someone that smokes is risky. So it's not just for you to say, I don't smoke, but you have a role to play. I am a relative, I am a friend to someone that smokes. I will be able to talk to this person about the risk of cancer to ensure that that person stops smoking. So those are some of the actions that we can take as we begin to look at what our roles are later on in this discourse. The other thing is physical inactivity. I'm going to put physical inactivity together with overweight, together with obesity, together with dietary factors. All of these are linked to cancer of the colorectum, cancer of the breast, kidney, esophagus. And experts have suggested that diets and nutritional intake, particularly high in red meat, processed foods, salty foods, low in vegetables and fruits, they are also very useful in increasing risk of cancer. Therefore, we need to watch it. And excess weight, of course, has also been linked to an increased risk of developing 12 different kinds of cancers. I've listed some, but a lot of them are bowel related and pancreatic cancers. So in general, the greater the weight, particularly in adults, the greater the risk of cancer. When we begin to talk about what we can do, then you must know that you must eat well. As a mother, you are a mother, then you can prepare healthy meals for your family. You can encourage them to have more physical activity instead of taking the bus all the time, maybe the children can walk to school if the distance is not too far. So regular physical activity, maintenance of a healthy body weight, a healthy diet can reduce the risk of cancer. We'll take a break right now, and when we return, we'll continue with the discuss.
I catch you.
Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for Portman to the walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water where crocodile they make fist, waiting you dey find. Palava, you go get up. Half or do not dey inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make you sit down in. Oh no, you hear? No talks and no warn you.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Dr. Veti Agala, your host for today. I've been speaking on cancers. The next thing is alcohol use. Alcohol use is also a risk factor for many cancers. Oral cancer, pharynx, larynx, everything around the throat up to the liver, to the rectum, and even breast cancer. Now, the risk of cancer increases with the amount of alcohol consumed. So yes, alcohol can increase the risk of 6 different types of cancers. I've listed them out. And evidence is suggesting in general that most alcohol drinks that people consume increases the risk of cancer. For several types of cancer, heavy drinking of alcohol combined with tobacco use, because most times people that drink smoke, you know, so they go together. It's like hypertension, diabetes. So you find out that this substantially increases the risk of cancer, and there's a lot of men affected by this. Women of course also drink and smoke, but the numbers are not as much as men. Another risk factor is infection. There are infectious agents that have started leading to cancer, and we have the human papilloma virus that leads to cervical cancer. We have the hepatitis B and C virus infection that could lead to liver cancer. We have of course the Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that could also be linked to Epstein-Barr virus. So infections can also lead to cancers. Even infection with Helicobacter pylorum in the stomach that causes ulcers can also lead to cancer. Other things are environmental pollution, exposure to different carcinogens from our workplaces can also contribute to cancers. Radiation is another factor. Radiation, radon, x-ray, gamma rays, all forms of high energy radiation, prolonged and unprotected exposure to those ultraviolet radiations from the sun, those that tan and all that, can also lead to skin malignancies and all of that. So that's a risk factor, which most of all I have said are factors that can be modified, but there are a few factors like age that cannot be modified, and your genetics. Age, for instance, we know that cancers are more common as one gets older, and then carcinogens and genetics are related also to families and to genes. So if you have someone who had any particular kind of cancer, you can change that risk. You can't do much about it, and it increases your risk. And if your immune system is also low, for instance HIV patients, there are some cancers that they are prone to. So having said that, we've talked about a lot of things that we can modify. So how can we prevent cancers? We are told that about 30-50% of cancers are preventable. Now, out of that, even 30-50% of cancer can be prevented from ending up in death. So, yes, you can prevent cancers in 30-50% of cases. And you can also, in 30-50% of cases, prevent death. And how can we do that? We ensure that we can modify the risk factors. So we've listed out some risk factors that are modifiable. We talked about alcohol, we talked about tobacco. So avoiding tobacco products, reducing alcohol consumption, maintaining a healthy body weight, exercising regularly, addressing infections and other risks, you know, on time. If you have an infection, you get it treated. You have a hepatitis B infection, get it treated, it will resolve. And so it doesn't lead to the chronicity that comes with maybe a liver cancer, for instance. So those are things we can do. Of course, we can also raise awareness. A lot of people don't know, and that's exactly what we're doing now. Let people know about cancers. I mean, just talk about it. It's no more something that if you have, you will hide under the cupboard, hide under the table. No, talk about it. Get information, get to know. So we need to raise awareness. And of course, to prevent cancer, we need to screen. So we need to screen for these risk factors. You want to know, what is my weight? You want to know, what level of alcohol am I taking? Because you may not be able to stop, but you could also try to find out how much of it you're taking. Have you taken levels that are higher than normal that could lead to one thing or the other? So there's screening for cervical cancer, there's screening for breast cancer, there's screening for prostate cancer. So for instance, even knowing how to do a breast self-examination every month as a woman can help you to detect early some of these cancers. Okay, so prevention of certain cancers may also be effective through vaccination. So you can take hepatitis B vaccination, you can take the human papilloma virus vaccination, especially for girls 9 years and above. You know, you can reduce exposure to different environmental carcinogens, pollution, and all of that. But early detection by screening is key, and a lot of cancers have that ability. The good thing is when you catch them on time, you're able to, especially for cervical cancer, to get full treatment, to even attain a cure. So cancers like colorectal, breast, cervical, oral cancer, these are cancers that if you identify early, you can help to improve the chances of successful treatment outcomes, and the cost would even be lower. Even the side effects to the patients, the side effects to treatments will be lower when you get these cancers on time. So treating cancers in early stages is very key. The problem we have now is that too many of the cancers are detected when it's almost too late. Diagnosis is late, it means that it is harder to treat successfully. Of course, we know that there are different treatment modalities depending on the staging, whether it's just surgery, whether it's surgery in combination with chemotherapy, radiotherapy, immunotherapy, hormone therapy. You know, there's so much that can be done, but our focus is on prevention. Our focus is on early detection. And when you are told, or when a diagnosis is made, it's not to think that it is a death sentence. No, something can be done, and something will be done to ensure that people no longer die from cancers. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about the efforts that we are making to ensure that we reduce cancer incidences, prevalence, and of course, deaths from cancer down here in our homes.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is still Reeve Ethics on Radio. My name is Dr. Betty Agala, and I have been talking to us on the World Cancer Day 2019, 4th of April. And this year and the next 2 years, that's 3 years, we'll be talking about I Am, I Will. We'll be talking about our roles, what we can do to raise awareness on cancers, to support those who are having cancer and going through treatment, to help the health system to ensure that we take proper care of patients that have cancer. So as a nation, in 2017, there's a National Cancer Control System that was established, I think signed into law as an act in 2017. And that document generally looks at cancer prevention, control in the context of an integrated approach. I mean, it lays out a clear map on what to do for prevention, early diagnosis, prompt treatment, palliative care for cancer patients, and you know what government can do. At the state level also, we're looking into having a cancer center, because there are really few cancer centers. As you know, we don't have a center, a comprehensive center in the state, but the state government is looking into that. I'm sure that soon enough we'll have a center where people can walk in and have a range of services. What are we doing? I am a medical doctor. What can I do? I am a member of Medical Women's Association of Nigeria. What are we doing? So for us in Medical Women, we are raising awareness. And this is one of the platforms we use to raise awareness. When we go out to raise awareness, we talk about all the things we have mentioned before now. We also teach people how to do breast self-examination. We tell them where to get services that are available. We carry out screening services for cervical cancer. We do pap smears. at the Every Woman Center Lane 1 Block 3 Flat 3 Marine Base Estate. We also carry out clinical breast examination at that center. For mammography, for people who are 35 years, 40 years and above, we carry out that service at the Churchill Health Center in Borukiri. And you can go there on Mondays, on Thursdays, on Saturdays, and you have that service. We also know that people, no matter who they are, have a role. I had mentioned earlier that as a mother, you have a role to ensure that your family is having a healthy diet, to ensure that your children are physically active, that your family is active, that you encourage your spouses, each of you, to ensure that you reduce alcohol intake, that you stop smoking, because it doesn't just affect you, it also affects the people around you. And we are told that smoking is one of the major risk factors for cancers. As a youth, what can you do? You can stay away from alcohol, you can stay away from smoking, you can stay away from junk food, you can involve yourself in physical activity that will enhance your weight. You can take care of someone who is ill. As a health worker, what can you do? You can ensure that you give the support to the family. You can stop stigmatizing. And we can also make the process of cancer management less costly. As a government, as the health care provider, we can strengthen the health system to ensure that we make these services accessible. So thank you very much. It's been a lovely time with you. My name is Veti Agala. And until we meet again in another episode, keep listening to Rivetics, your character building show.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Rivetics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reethics. And you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reeveattics@gmail.com. The Reeveattics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.